Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yeah.
Sure, I just walked in the door. Here I am. Now, I didn't have that on my headphones yet, and I didn't realize it had kicked into the second stanza.
That's about to say, like,
quatrain, or whatever you would call it. I'm not a musician.
Some bitch is not working. Time to get a new set.
I had them on. I just haven't plugged in. You know, I think that's what we're saying about the American culture right now. We're on. We're all here, but we're not plugged in, are we? I'm saying you need a plug. I got a guy. If you need a plug. And he is not big black guy walking around with no shirt on. All moisturized, rapping like a prince. That's Big X the plug.
Big X.
I got a plug. A
lot of plugs. You got Big X. You got Lena the plug.
But
the plug. Three at least.
Isn't there an Olympian? There's an Olympian. I don't know if it's for our country. You never know anymore with the names. The last name is Plug. And I'm like, oh boy, that you'd be so like bullied in America with the last name Plug.
What's the the city in Texas with a Plug? Is it Plug?
It's you know what? I could just look it up, couldn't
you?
I?
Could.
It was P.
Never Google.
P L U. See, I don't like using it much. I like to
Google.
You know, it's weird. I can. You know, this is very true. I can multiply and like divide really fast in my head. And when I see others using a calculator, I'm like, So
what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's writing boobless on it.
Boobless.
Boobies.
I might be wrong with that. Anyway, I don't know what the town in Texas is. I only know three towns in Texas.
Poog?
Wait a minute. I'm a moron. Yeah, he's a baseball player for America from Cuba named Yasiel Puig.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Brave for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he was a man.
Not Plug.
Now, I've even Puig. Heard of that, and I don't watch any. So there
well,
you, go.
You know what? French kiss, my gluteus maximus.
Although, if you ask me, I don't know what position that Puig or whatever.
Reverse cowgirl.
Now you're talking my language.
You're asking about his favorite position.
God, okay. I forgot about him. He was a Met. I think he was a Met when Manaea was GM. Gave him a lot of money. He was a Brave.
He came out with the Reds, right?
No, I think Mets got him out of Cuba.
Oh, okay. Cuba!
I'm going to go back and look. Double check.
Oh, yes.
So the Mets were, look, they got high payroll still, and it doesn't work out, but that's kind of where it started.
Oh, look at us. We're both wrong. Well, no, I was right. No, well, you're wrong altogether. He started off as a Dodger. For 5 years, went on to the Reds for 1 year.
What?
Went on to the Indians for 1 year, and then retired a Kiwoom hero.
Hang on a second.
Over there in Japan.
He was a Met, right? He had, I know he was a Met, and a Brave too, I think. I don't know about that.
Well, Wikipedia, you damn liar.
I remember him being a Dodger for sure.
Uh-oh. You know what this is called? The Puig effect.
Oh, like the Montana effect.
The Montana effect. Big Montana.
Big Mandela.
Yeah, Big Mandela. Oh, that's back at Arby's, right? It's right there.
Arby's!
And the Mandela's back. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. We got cheesecake nugs now.
Hell yeah.
We're going to nug everything out.
What's up?
Nugulous.
Finally, you know what? I want to say it was... God, I don't remember who it was. I could look at my phone, but it'll take a second. Somebody brought to my attention that Wendy's actually is doing something that I don't know if it was me. It seems to be like my kind of thing, but also maybe yours too, Fat Boy, that we made a joke. Why isn't Wendy's doing Wendy's tendies? And they freaking are now.
Yeah, I saw the commercial. Tendies.
Like, are we speaking things into existence or are... people listening to us for free ideas. Because if we turn on the TV today and Little Caesar's Palace is a real thing in Las Vegas, where it's pizza-themed hotel, you know, with their crazy beds.
So if Wendy's...
I'm going to know. So Wendy's, who's your person that's listening to our show? Wendy's Tendies?
Who is it? Because we'll test it. And they should hire Bendy Irwin. We'll see if that comes true.
She doesn't need the money.
Bendy.
She's probably vegetarian too. I have a feeling. Great song, by the way.
She's probably take her shirt off too whenever she needs a little cash.
She,
Why did I think Puig was a freaking Met?
Why did I think it was an Olympian from another country? Although,
who am I thinking
from another country? Also,
I mean, that's coming off as racist. That I just assumed it, you know, like a. I got my international ball players.
We get so many, you know, that's where we lose our patriotism, when we come to winning at sports and also getting to the moon. But never mind that. Who was the first? And it's not to say, look, I want America to have the best baseball teams, guys. I'm being serious. Who have we had to deal with for years over that? Recently, Canada.
Yeah.
Also, Japan. Others will start. Canada. Russia, they're going to get tired of racing horses they have to pee all the time, and they're going to start playing baseball too. Matter of fact, Cincinnati Reds, they're going to come for that name.
The Red Legs. Canada is a hole in their sports scene. Like, their basketball team is always good.
They're hockey. You know, I mean, the hockey started there, or maybe not started there, but that's where, you know, NHL based and all that stuff. So, are they, like, who's the big hockey team now? Because traditionally it's always been American teams that really dominated that, like Detroit, although most of the team was Russian.
The Rangers, Panthers.
Kings? Oh, Panthers.
I think the Panthers won the last two Stanley Cups.
Hurricanes?
I think they're, like, in the playoffs every so often.
Yeah.
I like to see the Blackhawks win, you know, because of Christmas Vacation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stan Mikita's at Carowinds.
Yeah, Sam Makita's in the was it Orr?
Several other references. Hole? I don't know.
I can't remember if they had Hole or Orr.
Where?
Like the old school. Was it Hole or Orr?
Hole?
One was a Bruin and one was a Blackhawk. Hole or Orr?
Orr.
So who didn't grow up with hockey?
I don't know. I'd see a Penguin.
Yeah. I have to look that up. Which one was the Blackhawk and which one was the Bruin?
Bob, there was Brett Hall, too, now. He played for a blue team. I can't remember. You Yankees are loving this conversation, aren't you? Or people like Jethro, even, who's one of the biggest country boys that I know, and he knows hockey.
Oh, he knows hockey.
Okay, Bobby NASCAR. Orr was the Bruin.
Okay.
And then Hall was the Blackhawk. Yeah.
Bobby or Brett?
Bobby.
Bobby.
Brett's
name. Bobby. Which one is known for that? Is Gordie Howe is the one where he's diving to stop the puck, and he's literally like diving across the ice, knowing that he's going to fall on his side on the ice.
Oh, was he?
That's a beautiful photo, whatever that was, black and white years ago.
Was he Chinese by chance?
No. I just said his name.
Gordie Howe?
Gordie Howe.
No. I'm trying to find that picture. I can't. But I mean, look,
it's very famous.
I like watching hockey. I don't know any of the rules.
Yeah,
I'm a early 40s man trying to catch on to it now.
Right, like soccer. Yeah, yeah. I only the main thing is if I go and there's not violence, I don't have a good time.
And they let them fight. That's the good thing about it. Even locally, no swamp rabbits. Remember back in the day, the Road Warriors, we had T.J. Reynolds. That was one of his big jobs, was to fight people.
He
was
the goon. Certain boys, or my husband and Jethro, would pound on the glass down there, and I would tell my son, please don't do what your father does.
Shoot, I wouldn't trust it now. I've seen too many NFL games where people are breaking the glass. Uh-huh. Like, a lot of times now, to make it look better on TV, they're not putting the rails and stuff. They're putting those glass. And people are sitting there, like, sitting on them or standing on them or pushing on them, and all of a sudden it'll just shatter. I've seen it happen a bunch of times.
It's fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't make good American glass no more.
I've seen them, like, you know, doing that, and then the hockey player comes up and punches them, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. What are you boys doing?
They take off the glove. I'd leave my glove on. That's like a big ass.
This is not fun.
I'd have it weighted, you know, like the heel would do in wrestling. I'd have like a silver bar inside my glove.
And I would also tell Jared.
I would have a coal miner's glove on under my hockey glove just for extra capacity.
I would say because your father has a foul, angry mouth doesn't mean you can too.
That's right. That's right.
So do as daddy does.
Get out of here, you foreigner. He's on our team, Dad. All right. Love you. Go America. That's the thing. Like,
I don't know why.
I don't even know
swimming.
How to Google it. But like, who was the first owner of an American sports team that said, "You know what? I'm going to look outside this country."
Oh.
Was he on vacation in Cuba and just watching some of the neighborhood children playing stickball? And he was like, "You know what? You're 13, but I can make you $1 million."
God, that's an interesting question. Who was the first?
They had to be looked down upon just because they were trying to keep everybody but white people out at that point.
I got to look that up. The first international
athlete.
Okay.
It would have likely been baseball. Assuming. I mean, of course, then everyone was foreigners, right? I mean, it was right after the Sea War. I don't like saying it. Because when you Google it now, you're just going to find out about that awful movie. You're not going to find out about the real Sea War that happened. You're just going to find out about the movie. And kids are going to be like, my parents are always talking about this Civil War thing, and I Googled it. I didn't like it. It wasn't good. I thumbs downed it.
We started talking about hockey. I got distracted trying to look up what old Coach Stork's up to now.
Oh.
He's the Jamestown Jimmies.
The same.
The university in Jamestown, North Dakota. He's the coach.
See that.
The Jimmies. Wow. Jimmies. There's a lot of possibilities for mascots there.
First international.
A lot.
Cool.
Get one with a huge nose like Durante.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I knew that.
I was thinking Dynamite, too,
for
Jimmy Walker.
Or should I be looking up first foreign player to play in American sport? Should I be doing that?
I don't know how you would, you know. Why don't we hear about that during Latino History Month, or any outside of American White History Month.
Oh.
You know, kind of a thing.
Is this the?
It's always fun that, like, stuff doesn't matter until it does. And by that, I mean, like, I'm being very sarcastic now. Understand that. So, like, when they, let's say, it's the first woman to ever do this. It's like, wait a minute. Why are we genderizing now? I thought that didn't matter. We gave you actor. You wanted actor. We're all actors now.
Taking it out.
But then she was the first woman to do it. Like, well, I thought that didn't matter. The first black lesbian.
All right.
Presbyterian to ever walk on the moon. It'll start, the little asterisks will appear.
Yeah, I cannot find that for some reason, but I did find that Jim Kelly, not the Jim Kelly, but a Jim Kelly, was the youngest to get signed in 1984. He was 13 years old.
For what's
baseball, the Blue Jays signed him.
Huh.
He appeared on a minor league roster at 13
years old.
Good
Lord.
Then they're saying, you know, they could be breaking child labor laws even if they're in Canada. Like, because I guess they have them too.
You know what? I think, well, no, I was going to say, part of that NAFTA deal, but not all the way down to the NAFTA, I wouldn't imagine.
I want to look that up. Does Canada have child labor laws? Yes, they do.
You know, what a fun show would be. Just things you've often wondered, but just too lazy to Google. Call in. We will do it for you, and we'll start a conversation.
You got to be at least 15.
You got to be 15 to call, Fat Boy says.
But it says some provinces allow 12 and 14-year-olds to work with a cig.
Oh, you're talking about with that. Wow. 12 and 14. Well, you know, those scouts now are like going, I mean, it's well known, like they're going to, you know, I don't know that they're going to T-ball games, but they're going to these tournament, these like old freaking Jay Dizzle, you know, traveling.
Oh, yeah.
His kid's like
I think he's like 21 now.
Still a kid. I'm 50. If you're 30 or younger, you're a kid in when I'm talking about you. And not in a bad way. It just makes me feel better about myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
These kids get older, man. I'm like, well, okay.
Oh, I know it.
Does it bother you that you get yes sir'd more? Or?
No, because that's how I start the show every day, so I think they're a fan.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I work it to my benefit. I'm like, oh, you listen, do you? Listen to what? Who are you? Oh, it's fine.
Now,
if they ma'amed you, that would be a problem.
Not a ma'am. I'm not a ma'am.
No clip. Ma'am. Remember that?
No ma'am.
Val Bundy. No ma'am.
Yep.
You know, his fingers stunk except for his thumb. He always had it in front of his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Never the thumb, though.
Or shoes, too. He had it, you know, taking ladies' shoes off. And...
God, did he have a fetish? Like, he had to. Because he was
a shoe salesman.
Yeah. But did he have a fetish? Because why would he?
I think if you work with it, you don't want it.
I'm very surprised at the staying power.
Does that mean there's
a
gay gynecologist page?
Oh, they all are, aren't they?
I know a straight one.
I think there are more men that do that job than women.
God, that's too many interesting facts are being bestowed upon us.
Gynecologists than men.
Yeah,
if you're
fingers.
A woman, text in right now M or F about your gyno. M or F.
Is that what you look for in that type of doctor? His fingers?
Tiny ones.
Oh no, that's not what you want.
You wouldn't want someone like Fat Boy or King Charles.
He's got
King
hairy
Charles.
Fingers.
King hairy Charles. Fingers. King Charles.
No, I want someone who knows what they're doing. That's why I pick a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, really though, what would unless a woman is investigating other women's privates, why would she know better than a man? You can't, like, unless you don't have
ribs.
Because
they know how you feel down there.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Do you know how my vagina feels? Probably not.
Well, come here, I'll tell you. That's awful to say. Stop tape.
Stop.
Stop tape.
Stop tape.
That was just for purposes of showing you not what to do at work. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
King Charles. That's stuck in my head now.
And it all started making butt plug jokes.
I used to like him.
Quigs and plugs and stuff.
Until I realized he's a cheater, so.
King Charles.
Nothing on his brother. All right, come on.
And in that situation, oh, God, yeah.
he's good. To fall back on.
He already had his big blood murder portrait. I mean, he's basically telling you. Remember that? Yes. That was weird. I don't care, even if it's not esoteric or Gnostic or satanic or whatever, that's just ugly. It's like your main portrait. Yeah, would you see these king portraits? First off, I would have put on a powdered wig if I was him just to match up. A little bandana in the back like they'd have. They had like a rat tail.
Remember
the look back then, mm-hmm. wearing their knickers and their hose?
No, was that George Washington's real hair? Was that a wig?
Not a wig.
Was he bald?
I would think then men didn't take as good as...
I've heard teachers try to explain that. Why they dressed like that. Why they said that they powdered the wigs to show more wisdom, that we beheld the elders more if you had gray hair and all this stuff. That still makes no sense to me. Like, y'all were fighting for freedom and all this stuff, but you were also caring about your wigs?
I mean, come on. They probably let a bunch of, you know, certain type of people come over here and start this
country. Maybe it started to control
Benjamin
lies.
Franklin.
Who knows?
Think about it. Benjamin Franklin, that wasn't his son. That was probably like his wife's son.
Oh.
That really got stung by the lightning.
Did they?
Bug.
The English were not worried because they're like, look, the people that want to go start their own country, probably a little bit of the touched people. So what do we got to worry about?
You morons are wanting to go over there with those savages.
You want to start your own country?
Go ahead then. More room for us around Big Ben.
We're going to get a big fast wheel like an in-law.
What?
I said, we'll get a fast wheel.
A fast wheel.
Like, what was he saying?
I would not get on that one. The seats are like little balls, little globes you set in.
Oh, Paige just signed up.
Oh, she loves
sitting little balls. She bought a ticket.
Yep. Brought to you by steroids. Joining us later, Yasiel Puig III.
Not Ted, you remember?
His grandson will join us live from the Dominican.
Nice.
You remember Party Man said that when he took his steroids when he was 16, it didn't affect his nuts.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even fail yet at that point. Like, they were still in, like, you know, hibernation mode.
Do they?
Indestructible young nuts.
I really don't know. Like, it's just when the voice starts changing. It's like, yeah. Lord, your balls fell.
Like, guys, let's work out.
You know, because every egg is, sexual.
We're talking about balls!
No, and then when it falls, because you become a male. Otherwise, you'd have ovaries.
You want that extra chromosome is what you want.
You mean testicles or ovaries that just fell out?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true at all. I didn't go to sex ed, but I know that.
That's what it is.
Wow.
That's one of the alternative facts.
God, so if I take a deep breath, I could become a woman real quick.
Well, you could if it, I guess.
Girl! Oh, my God. What's up, son?
Hey, whore. What are you doing this weekend?
Did you watch Housewives last night? Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
No, it's not Housewives anymore. It's Love Island. Did you watch Love Island?
Did you watch Gold Batch? Oh, my God.
Did you watch Mormon last night? It was the premiere.
I had to hold my nose and blow so I could get my balls to pop back out. There we go.
Why don't you buy my Scentsy and I'll buy your Scentsy and we'll buy each other Scentsy.
It's Scentsy.
I got a Scentsy.
You got a sussy.
Did you watch Mormon? Yes, girl, I watched it.
What?
It made it like that. You know, the word for sus. I didn't mean you're sussy. Not your particular one. I was saying that as an adjective.
I don't know what to think today. Thank God it's Friday.
The FOF line. This guy is very, very mad.
This fat ass right here.
From all the little fat bitches in my family want to talk about how, oh, well, it looks like you're gaining some weight. Well, no f***ing shit. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked? I don't give a f*** about what you think.
You ever look naked?
Naked. That'll be coming up, the FOF line, coming up 8:05 Eastern this morning. In the meantime, we will check in and find out what's going on in the headies.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call them off the air, the headlines or the headies.
If you've ever watched that Black Mirror show, this is going to freak you out.
Looking good, boy.
Because
it got renewed.
Yeah. Well, whatever is imaginary on Black Mirror is becoming a reality because people are now talking to dead people. I'll tell you how next. In Your Eyes, Guys, headlines. This is scary.
That show is good, but it's creepy.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, too, like, even with, like, Star Trek, they, you know, like, they had the iPad on there back in the 60s. So I'm wondering, like, are they telling us, programming us for what's about to come, or are, like, scientists watching nerd shows saying, dude, I can make that?
God, probably a combination.
Oh, DeForest Kelly will join us next to answer that very question. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, there is a real-life Black Mirror app that's out there that could freak you out.
I like you look at it and it says, nice shirt, Playboy.
You look good.
You look good. You look
good. Gives you little salutations, little things to get your motivating quotes.
You tilt that cab, homie. Wrong with you?
You know, 96% of Americans listen to audio.
Thank you for that.
Why was that in every
what
SNL
they
bit?
Listen to?
That's one of the quotes on the walls here. It says 96% of Americans listen to audio. So I'm like, does that mean 4% of Americans are deaf?
Probably.
I mean, that's so okay.
You can't.
I mean,
listen.
That's like if you're a TV show and you say, guess what?
Not listening.
95% of people watch things.
You know, the
when I get my car,
that's why we're number one.
It's quiet.
The theater I go to watch movies has quotes on the wall, and would be a quote from The Exorcist on there, quote from Boogie Nights, you know, various others. Like what she tells,
he drives at night.
Like what she tells the preacher at in The Exorcist, what he can do with his cross. That quote's up there.
No, it's not.
It is not on the wall.
God.
Why can't we add that one? Why can't we add the one where the colonel walks up to Dirk Diggler and says, Jack says you have a great big blink.
Yeah. Where's Franklin, my dear, I give a damn? Or, you know, the scene from...
I don't give
freaking,
a damn.
Damn it.
When Taggart requests a song in Blazing Saddles, that quote's on the wall up there.
Oh, Lord, is that the saucy one that they can't...
A special work song he had requested?
Campfire scene from Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
Many others.
Why can't we pick out the quotes?
Well, those aren't as disturbing as this.
What are those beautiful quotes? It's actually it's from Anne Rice's diary.
Bless her. Okay.
You remember Anne Rice?
I love
Jerry's aunt.
I love vampires. All right, so.
Throw a vampire in
Brooklyn. I want to read the text just after saying that, just to read the fun text.
Okay, so Black Mirror, if you ever watch that, the episodes are becoming a reality. Why? Because talking to dead people is about to be a real thing. Not just dead people. There's an AI startup in LA called Two-Way. It just launched an app that lets you communicate with friends and relatives after they die.
Jeez.
I would not go there. I would not touch that. That would probably make me mentally
This is dead. What Suzanne Summers' husband's working on.
Yeah.
Something similar.
Yep. And didn't you say the other day paid someone, was it Michael Caine, that sold his rights to his voice to AI? Like,
The original
what?
Alfie.
Okay. Is there been another clear example of selling your soul to the devil than selling your voice to AI?
Mm-mm.
Holy crap.
That's what they fought against.
Exactly. Yeah, because you can't get union scale if you already just exploited.
He doesn't.
They don't understand that.
Why did Stevie Nicks sell her catalog? She didn't need the money, but she knew she wasn't going to be touring very much anymore, so she's going to get that payday then, and then they can go whore her music out.
She's got her own basketball team, too, so she's all right.
Well, you know what? It would be better if it was in Boston and not New York, but still. The Stevie Nicks page.
Yeah.
She changed the
I
name after
clever.
They left New York.
You're very did. Smart, the boy over there.
What about me for getting the joke and
I'm
not spoiling
it? I'm not going to shame
him. Thank you.
By calling him Fluffy Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it says right here, The Diary of a Vampire by Anne Frank. I was right.
Oh, you nailed it.
So get off me.
Get off.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Anne Frank, sorry.
Oh. You're bad.
Wrong one. Which one was written in the basement?
You're thinking of the hot dog heiress, Anne Frank.
Probably both.
It's a different lady.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Barney Frank, cross-dressing politician.
God, you know what? There was no mystery with him, right?
He was like J. Edgar Hoover, like staring out of the closet.
I don't even have a vision of him, so that's good.
Barney Frank?
He was out there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He was a regular at Santos.
Okay. Is he well thought of in Massachusetts? I don't know. I assume so, since he kept going back to...
Also, just in case he's litigious, the rumors of him being a cross-dresser were just rumors, in fact, probably.
Mm-hmm. He definitely was gay, though.
Yeah.
Or still is.
Well... Which is that one you go back to, you know?
How old is he?
Like, once you go crack, do you go back?
Oh, you want to guess, Barney Frank?
He's bisexual. He can do whatever he wants.
How old is he?
You want to guess how old he is? His birthday is March 31st.
He's got to be 90 by now.
Oh, close. 85.
Well, he's not listening at that point. He's probably still asleep.
Shoot, he's up eating lunch right now.
Oh, God.
You know the way it is.
Yeah. So they made an ad where a pregnant lady FaceTimes her dead mom and tells her the baby is kicking, and then it skips ahead to the kid at 10 months old, 10 years old, and 30 years old.
Mm.
And he's talking to grandma like she's still alive, which that would freak me out.
So the baby was kicking, but what about the breath?
Oh.
Do we have confirmation?
No, I don't think it's anything like that.
The body was kicking.
90s joke.
Breath was kicking.
Remember that? Somebody had bad breath. They told them their breath was kicking.
Breath was kicking.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. You didn't want to knock boots with her.
I knew you remember.
That just sounds awful.
So, is there a chance that AI is demonic? Not even making. I mean, I'm slightly making a joke, but like maybe not, because it's isolating people, man. Like even Twitter or X. The other, I hate it now, but I get on there. And amongst all the hateful stuff that they spoon feed you, was that period? It's like looking for a companion, and I clicked on it, and it was that stuff where you have an AI friend that you.
I'm your AI girl.
I've watched so much investigation haunted stuff with kids that are talking to nothing in the room. That
tonight on investigative haunted stuff.
Well, I mean, you hear of children that are kind of clairvoyant and things like that, and that would just open up some. Some type of mental illness.
Is that a fancy children. Word for hair lip? Or?
And it's also that simplex, whatever they call it. It's a
herpes.
Psychological word
too.
Where a lot of the AI prompts or whatever you would say, like agree with you and tell you you're the best, that's the best idea. I forget what it starts with an S, where it's like agrees with you and no matter what you say, it's the same model that told that one kid how to take his own life.
Yeah.
The parents are suing him now.
Yeah.
It wasn't OpenAI. It was another one.
It's just little things disturb me. Like, you know.
I think it was them in that particular case.
OpenAI?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Even your voice prompted Alexa. Sometimes the new version.
Dude, the new version. She's got kind of a cute voice.
The new version.
A delay, though. Does yours have a delay?
Yes. Yeah. A little bit of a delay. Like, she's having to think about it. I'm like, you know what? Good. Think about it before you tell me the weather.
Because I snapped back at her one day.
Alexa, fart.
I said, you don't have to tell me every 2 seconds. I know. And then she goes, I'm just... it's like, don't talk to me. You're not here.
That was one thing with my mom. She argued with hers. It's been 30 minutes since you had lunch. Shouldn't you go take a walk? No, I'm doing a puzzle.
It's like too weird.
Where's this piece go?
Let my fingers do the walking. I'm looking up a phone number.
Alexa, if I wanted your comment, I would have asked you.
Yeah. You're sitting there and you see that circle start lighting up. Like, what are you listening to over there? I haven't said a word.
Yeah. Get away. Go to bed. Are you watching me run through the house naked? That's not nice.
If they use it for just marketing stuff, I'm going to get a bunch of Pepto-Bismol ads on mine.
Bismuth.
I had the
a lot of farting, Matthew.
Because I had the other Amazon thing, the cameras inside, and I noticed that it was moving around, and I thought, well, this is strange. It's not turned on.
It sounds like there was a ghost in there.
To the internet, because I switched my internet, and that thing still moves.
Hmm. I did find out that video of the Tesla in the graveyard was fake. Because, you know, on Tesla screens, it'll show, like, the heat print or whatever, people, so you don't accidentally run over somebody who's walking in front of you or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they were driving through a graveyard and it showed people walking all through the graveyard, but you look outside and there was no one there, and it was fake.
Does Cracker Barrel and Tesla have a partnership that I'm not aware of? Because right up here, there's a ton of Tesla charging stations.
At Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And there's
probably
else.
When they were going to change the logo, when they were going to go fully woke.
Somewhere else in town, too. A lot
That's
of Tesla
smart,
charging
though.
Stations.
That's smart, because there's a lot of Tesla.
Did they replace the family bathroom with they bathroom?
They bathroom. Yeah,
I don't know why nobody. I made that joke a while ago. I was like, "That should be somewhere. Somebody should run with that."
That's a terrible idea because I don't want a they room here because I'm not sharing with you people. You go to your own place.
What do you mean, you people?
Smelly people.
Oh, I see.
They bathroom.
Of the other gender.
Thank you so
much. The stinky gender. I'm sorry.
No, I was just looking into the eyes of Barney Frank right now, and I'm slowly undressing.
That's what happens. That's how it gets you.
Don't look at him.
It's not the lisp that gets you.
It's not the lisp.
It's the welcoming face.
Fat Boy, what is up in sports? I know you love sports. You were telling me earlier.
Yeah, this is enjoy the days, people. Enjoy them. Tom Brady, he's going through it right now, man. The victim of a crime. Tell you what happened to Tom, or what happened to one of Tom's businesses.
Oh, he's got several.
Look at that. He does. Now,
oh,
little...
man. His ball card shop get robbed.
Yeah.
Oh!
And we need we need a little less Tom Brady these days. I'm here to tell you. Like, you know, enjoy your retirement, man. You're in all these commercials. You're not that great, I don't think, on the color.
Do you think someone like him, even though he is the greatest of all time, because I don't say goat, because I'm a Christian, the boat will say the best of all time. Even though he has all the accolades, does he worry about staying relevant?
Yeah, like he wants
God!
Like A-Rod was earlier in his career.
I would do like Forrest Gump did where he grew the beard and got the long hair and like just tried to blend in. Well, that doesn't blend in, but I would try not to look like Tom Brady. I want to just live.
People speculated that the only reason he got into broadcasting was because Peyton did it first. You know, after he retired.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Yokohama Productions or whatever it is. You know,
that thing no, used to say during games. Yokohama.
Which they produce a lot of content for, you know.
They make tires, too, I understand.
Yeah. And shoes. Rusty Wallace wore the shoes.
Yokohamas?
They were rubber shoes, right? Tire makers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tire shoes.
They make Goodyear shoes. No crap. I saw them at Berlin's and Coat Factory. Don't ask why I was there. Don't ask. It's not a good story.
You know, if they ever want to be a strip club, they can keep the sign and just change one of the letters.
I had a friend that said, you know what? I'd pay $50 if I could find a Fat Albert FUBU t-shirt. And I went in there looking for it.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, way back in 1993. Oh, let's do a trivia.
Lord.
He picked up his 325th win, which earned him the all-time NFL record, which he still holds with 347 wins.
That would be Don Shula.
It is Donald Shula.
Don Shula.
Who's no longer with us.
No. I see him sitting there with his arms folded in heaven right now, looking at us saying, y'all should have won this already.
And his OG starter.
Talking about the war in the Ukraine.
I feel like Andy Reid might be the active coach who's closer to getting the record. I think he was ahead of Belichick, maybe.
Yeah. Can't also remember. Close to probably being dead soon, too.
His players did get him a cheeseburger and a shoebox for Christmas last year.
And he seemed to just be thrilled with that, too. So you give that to a kid, and they're like, what else?
I like his commercials when they put him in spots, you know, like, who are the chefs?
Who are the chefs?
That was fun.
His glasses always look like he's going to, like, a gun range soon. He's just got those kind of glasses on.
It looks like a walrus. Everybody laughs at his punt, pass, and kick video from when he was a kid because mm-hmm. he was – so much bigger than
dude. Who's the golfer he looks like? Who was the golfer that it was kind of heavy set, had a big, thick mustache? I don't know. He looks like Andy Reid. It don't matter.
Oh, man. I got to find out who it is now. It's going to drive me nuts.
It's not Monty.
Not Monty. Monty did have a thick head of hair. It still does.
Was it Duffy Waldorf?
Are you thinking? Now he's not big.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know who it is, but go ahead.
Who are you thinking?
Craig Stadler.
Oh, no, I forgot about him. I was thinking about Jimenez, but he's not fat by any means.
No, Stadler, though, he was kind of heavy set, you know, husky size.
How about his brothers?
The Stadler brothers? Elvira.
Heart's on fire.
Actually, that was the Oak Ridge Boys, sorry.
Yeah, it was. All right, we out of here.
On that note. That's fun, though.
That was a lot That's of fun.
Don Shula and many others.
It brought you a little fact.
Yeah. Never got the bowl, though. Never got the bowl.
Oh, no. Lord. It's like Marino. And they're starting to compare Burrow to Marino now, saying, well, maybe he just goes to the Super Bowl once and never gets back. Because, you know, the Bengals kind of waste Burrow's years.
Well, they didn't do what they should have done with Connor Shaw either.
Oh, how's he doing now?
I don't know. I haven't heard. I heard he's out of the hospital, and it was a heart attack, or it might have been a heart attack. I don't know.
I'd love to talk to the guy, but
we tried before, and I don't think.
Like, come on. It'll be fun, man.
It was said to us he's a big family guy, and I'm like, okay. Fatboy acts like Quagmire. No, I didn't say that. I said, so are we. Like, what is that? I'm a big family guy. Like, what does that mean? Anyway, that's what came secondhand through his whatever's.
It's not going to be salacious. I mean, we can just talk about, look, Matt Mann's a Gamecocks fan. You got that on your side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like him, but, you know, I respect it. It'll be a fun interview.
I grew up near Shaw Street in Pomell, so we have a lot in common.
I'm also bald.
I have a neighbor, I have a cousin named Connor, so how about that? John Connor. All right, we will take a break. When we come back,
I want this effing TV to work, or I'm going to.
You need to for our next presentation we're about to do.
We really do. It's big news.
Yes. Big news. I don't know if you've seen the wires yet, folks, but big news. And we're going to break it right after this. Get it down.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.